audience. It's Besser versus audience. I'm doing this one with Ian Roberts joining me at the beginning of the Ask Cat show when we are very honest with our audience. And sometimes that means screwing with them a little bit. This time we start off the show messing with the theme song. Ian starts guessing what the instruments in the theme song are, if you don't get what's going on there. We bring up Mr. Robot. That seems to be something I can't shut up about, Mr. Robot. And what else? We show off my awesome socks. I have some very colorful socks that I show off at one point in the show. Other than that, unless you're really stupid, you should get the rest of this show. Besser versus audience.
Get that beat going again. What was that?
Anybody know?
That's a drum. I'm good at this. Drum, still drum.
Yo,
vocals.
I got the apples on the way.
Yeah, this is electronic drums.
Living life fast like a Ramadan. And can't bully him.
Oh, that's easy.
Got a condom.
Totally, that was easy.
Good, man.
Thank you. Play another song. Anything, any song, anything.
You think she can stump you?
Car engine. Car engine.
An instrument. Oh, what's that? Car stump you.
By the way, not music.
You don't like that?
I don't understand it.
Understand.
Car engine.
That was
Chinese
awesome.
Instruments.
You don't like that?
You kids, so. Get away from my car. Stop recording my car.
Did you like
We're
that song?
We're making you stay in car, old man.
Did you like that song?
Pretty medium.
Pretty medium. You didn't like it.
Thank you. Weird Wayne.
Thank you.
You did look, like
you
what
look
you said.
Close to my age. Did you like that song?
Oh. Whoa. Yeah. Can I tell you how insulting that is? Not to her, to me. When I said she's close to my age, why is that horrific? You motherfuckers! Hey, you look a little bit like me.
Oh, monster!
I bet you're at least as intelligent as I am. See? You guys know how to find the game. Knew what the game was.
You're like King Kong, man.
Nice. Nobody wants to be like Ian Roberts.
What was your question going to be?
I'm just going to see, what did she think of the song?
Oh.
What did you think of the song?
I didn't like the song.
You didn't
not
like the
music.
It's not music.
Wow.
It's a generational.
Just because the motorcycle sound, or just because it's kind of
It wasn't a motorcycle, it was a car. If it was a motorcycle song, I would have loved it. Like, Leader of the Pack. Leader of the Pack has a motorcycle in it. That's
you keep it going. When I go like this, so
vroom,
keep
vroom,
going where
that's
it is.
When I fell for the leader of the... Vroom, vroom, that's music. The car needs a muffler. Little Chinese man.
Let's get to the meat of it, like fast forward to like a minute.
Can I tell you, this is for real. And don't equate this with racism. I've never understood rap. I've never understood it. It just seems... I know.
Black lives matter. Black lives matter.
It's not about this. Had this music been created by a bunch of rich white guys in Massachusetts, I still wouldn't like it. I mean, the form of music.
You don't like any rap?
I kind of don't. I don't.
Oh, come on.
Well, but for that, no.
You can at least admit something that you don't like is still music.
Sure. I mean, I'm not trying. No, to not make this a bit. Is it music? Yeah, okay. I just don't like it. I don't get it.
Okay.
A lot of people
what
hate
do you
music
to,
I like.
Zach Brown's band?
This is, I'm not listening as much as I did, but for about 5 years straight, it was all country music. Now, nobody feels as any problem with telling country music sucks. You know, but that's what I like, and most people, a lot of people don't understand that.
What do you think the breakdown is of this audience?
about what they like.
Country versus hip-hop.
Almost. First of all,
you don't think anybody here likes country?
First of all, it takes bravery to admit you like country. So everyone's gonna, way more hip-hop. Like, 85% will like hip-hop, and country, I'll be lucky if there's 10%.
That's my prediction.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, you're probably right.
Let's do it. How many people like rap, if you like rap music? Raise your hand.
Come on.
Most people. Okay. How many people don't? Anybody else want to admit they don't like rap music? Don't like rap music. Okay. Racist. Like it, you're fucking racist. This is gonna shut up! I love you! You fucking racist!
You're fucking racist! We got cameras everywhere. Oh, speaking of that,
yes.
One of my favorite shows is...
Hey, do we have the... Is there everything that can make me cool on?
Where are those slave women cool with those big peacock feathers?
Does Matt...
It's a show I like.
Mr. We talked about Mr. Robot recently. Anybody watching Mr. Robot?
Yeah.
Raise your hand if you've watched Mr. Robot.
Have you changed your password since watching Mr. Robot? I'm not even kidding. Have you? It hasn't affected your passwords?
You know, I've thought
about it. Hold on. The last password I just made, because it's all about hackers.
Right.
After you see this show, to me, for the rest of your life, the only way you can make passwords is just to go like this on your keyboard.
Or I do like this. I do this too, like... M97V298.
Yeah, you have to.
I should make that my password.
You have to.
But then you gotta memorize
it. That's even too short. That's like 50 characters long. You gotta
I've got the perfect one where they would just look at a few momentous things in my life, one of my three successes, and then know my password. You know, it's like...
Mine is all zeros. This is four zeros.
Do you think they try everything? I don't understand it, though, how it works. Like,
how what works?
Hacking a password. Is it really just knowing your personal information?
I'll do it right now. You ready? I'm just going to ask them some questions. I'll learn about their personality.
And then I will do their password. Okay.
Are you ready, sir? You have to just be honest, though. Okay. Where are you from? Where do you live right now?
San Francisco.
Oh, okay. See, I'm narrowing in my mind. What's your favorite band? Like something that's you're currently listening to, maybe something you recently purchased.
Built the Spell.
Built the Spell.
Beep, 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 beep. You only have one more.
Yeah. When was the last time you got laid?
3 months.
Beep, 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 beep.
It's Fly. F-L-Y. Fly 69. Fly 69? Is it Fly 69?
I gotta go home right now.
I'm not sure. I think I can do it better than you can. I'm gonna get it.
Go for it.
I'm gonna get
new
it.
New person.
I will get mine.
New person.
Okay.
You.
Okay.
Wow, she rejected
Tell me.
That.
Tell me where you went to school.
Oh my God. Yeah, she's putting up a firewall right away.
The name of my high school is
Foothill High School.
Uh-huh.
Tell me your
the mascot.
Tell me your favorite dog's name. Tell me any pet's name.
Bipper.
Bipper?
Yeah.
Oh, Bipper, God. That's it.
Just Bipper.
Bipper, whatever year she was born.
Okay, let's go with it. No. Okay, Bipper. Bipper, what year did you graduate? It's going to be a date.
Oh. That's what I said.
Now I'm not going to use it. Give me the... I was just about to ask the stupidest question in the world. Just say, in all the... I want to know the last four numbers of your social media.
This is a crazy con. The real MC comes out.
So
fucking run off. We got all of everybody's fucking passwords. We know people are away from their house. We got security codes.
Give me your address.
Right now, the valet is in their fucking car.
Give me your address. Give your address, the name of your dog. Okay, so my dog's name is Bipper. Bipper, heel! Heel, Bipper! Heel, Bipper!
See, in the movie script, the first one was just someone random. The second one is the person that we've been targeting.
Yeah,
she's fucking rich.
Yeah. I do love how they can, like... But I wouldn't mess with that kid. I'm going through it. The hacker on the show.
Fuck no.
No, but that one guy messed with him. I'm not... I don't know what happens. But the dude...
Hey, yeah. Mr. Spoiler.
Yeah. All they know is that...
Who here is a hacker? That's the Who here can do some hacking for me?
Well, how, or who can code? You, like, you just pointed
to
someone.
Who just pointed? This guy? He's a hacker? What's your hacking name? Are you part of F Society?
I'm not a hacker.
Are you part of Anonymous?
Who are those?
Squeak your eyes if you're part of Anonymous.
Does anybody know how to type code? Even that's like just seems banana. Yeah, so you can do that.
Yeah.
All right. So what kind of
things? So you've hacked into something, whether or not you call yourself a hacker. You've hacked, right? Mm-hmm. What'd you do?
Have
What'd you
really?
Change? You make a bridge
hack
go up.
People's Wi-Fi is pretty easy to hack. You can just brute force it. You can just run a program that consistently tries to enter the password over and over and over again. You just go through the dictionary, and eventually you get the right word. And then
does it start with? Aardvark?
Seriously, does
it start somewhere?
That seems like you'd have to have a one-word password.
Yeah, well, a lot of people do.
Numbers.
They do.
People don't make up.
We're idiots is what it is. That's my opinion, is that I guess it's everybody's opinion. It's probably the most obvious thing, but like that's where crime is. That's the new frontier, and we haven't prepared enough for it.
Yeah, because Chinese are killing us.
I've had like three different places that I associate with offer me identity theft protection because all of their information got stolen. Target or
who's here has Sony their information stolen? Probably a lot of people, right?
Everybody, your medical records get stolen on it.
Hey! Holy shit, he's part of society.
Wait,
this finally said it.
Medical offices lose information all the time.
Whoa, they know about my dick reduction? Everyone's gonna know how long it was? That is so upsetting to me.
I feel like that 14. Could go in your favor.
What's that?
I feel like that could be in your favor. I could work in your favor.
Oh, okay.
So what end? What's the benefit of knowing
people's medical records?
Yeah.
Well, most of that social security numbers and stuff.
Oh, that stuff. Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's just medical establishments are just renowned in.
What's your hacker name? I know you're not, but if you're going to be, what would your hacker name be?
Star 69.
That's not cool, dude. That is not cool.
You're going to be powerful but never admired.
People here don't think about their hacker names. It's like your stripper name.
Gandalf Staff.
No one here, come on, someone has a hacker name. Does anyone here a tagger? Graffiti? Tagger? Nobody?
Why is that surprising?
I would think anything I said, there's 1 out of 100.
No.
Really?
Tagging seems pretty specific.
Does it?
I gotta
At
go
some
out
point
there,
in their life?
I gotta
we were taggers.
That's a plan. I gotta go buy spray paint.
Right.
I gotta find a...
Who says that? Who is a tagger?
I'm talking about
it.
It's like, who would bother anymore? It's easier to do it online than to go out.
What? Tag online.
Tag online.
On your Google map, you just go, you go to Street View, you get your marker on your screen. Fuck that building, man.
Beep, 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 beep. That'd be a good job. There's a physical guy who does it for you. So there's guys with Google shirts that are walking around with spray bags of spray paint, and you do it virtually, and they have to go,
see, that's exactly what I need. I need that for some neighbors. Some lawn shaming.
This is oh my god, this guy. Is it lawn shit because they haven't put gravel down on their thing?
Gravel, yeah. Oh. We should all be lawn shaming.
Dude, you need to adopt a kid from Africa. Matt has an issue that he's gotten behind. And he believes he's better than the rest of us.
We all have our issues, don't we?
I know we do.
Don't we all here have an issue that other people don't understand? Who here has an issue and you're going to admit that other people don't understand?
Something you care about that you kind of have judgment about the rest of us because we don't.
Or who's, it's better hard yet, to bring who's up. Sitting next to someone? Nobody? No, everyone thinks that you are righteous in your issues.
If someone doesn't raise their hand, I'm going to equate myself
yes,
with
ma'am.
Them.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I have a huge issue with the fact that Disneyland is going to be changing the park, and like Space Mountain is going to be now like
part Star
of, like,
Wars?
Yes.
And that's I think awesome. That's,
no, it's not.
What are they going to do?
Well, I think they should just leave it alone and then build a Star Wars.
Tell
ride.
Me what they're going to do.
They're going to change Space Mountain to make it a Star Wars ride, and I don't think that's...
It's not just going to be black...
They have a Star Wars ride!
That's right!
Now wait!
Why are you changing something that I love?
You're not going to be able to get really high and feel like you're in space and see stars forever?
Yes!
Wait, you've been on Space Mountain?
A lot.
You think that's a good ride?
Oh, it's a great ride! It's the best one at Disneyland!
It's a roller coaster in a shoebox. It's just a roller coaster inside.
It feels good. You feel like you're, you can't keep track of where you are.
It's something, like, that's part of my childhood. And it's something that I like
well,
to keep
take
it the same.
A Polaroid.
No, I agree with her.
Oh, man, when I saw that Star Wars stuff, I was like, oh, boy, this is getting me back to Disney. Yeah, I want to hang with R2.
They're going to take the goats off the Matterhorn. They're going to put
So anyway, lions. You did have someone that was on board with you right away, though.
Yeah, someone else in the audience, too. Yes. Yeah, I don't know. I hope the movement starts and they keep it the same.
See, this is good, this kind of thing, because people don't go to church anymore. Most people don't. There's not a place where people congregate, and so now you found...
Can I tell you something? You didn't do the... I don't think, though, you hit the kind of issue that's annoying. Because okay. someone that doesn't agree with
okay,
you
who has
doesn't
who
feel
else?
Like
who
they're
else?
On
be
the
honest.
Moral low ground. It's got to be something where the issue makes you.
What's your issue?
The most
sir?
Common one is you're a vegetarian.
What do
you
get
think
on Facebook about? is this your guy? So will you tell us what does he get on Facebook about? Oh gosh. Just say
bad footwear.
Bad footwear. That's a cause.
Buttoning the bottom button up their jacket.
That's a cause. Why is that bad when that doesn't happen?
Pants are too long. Men wear the pants too long.
Like, wow, I feel good about my cause now.
You're okay. He's not getting upset.
Wait, you're flooding on purpose.
Cuffing up. He doesn't have regular white socks. He's got crazy Sid and Marty Krofft socks.
He doesn't know what that is. Dude, check these out. Yeah. Are you saying I should be showing that off? Like my socks are like nice cleavage?
It is odd that I've gone to that much trouble and then not be showing up.
Those are kind of... But I was going to do a lot of scenes where I put my feet up. A lot of these kind of moves. And then in the middle of the show, people go, oh, nice. Did you see the socks? And as people are making their way to the ballet, did you see the socks in the second act?
Does anybody else in the audience, but you guys don't think understand what I'm looking for? Because no one's coming up with it. It's
an embarrassing issue that's pretentious.
It's not embarrassing. It's just that it's a great issue. It's it so could be a great issue, but
what?
Yes.
Recently at work, I've had someone hit on me that's clearly married with children.
You.
Who is texting me and stuff, if you want to work with that.
I think she was encouraging us to get on with the show.
My favorite part of that was the hand motion.
who she did. If you want to work with that. Like she's sending the kids off into the yard. Here's a bubble maker if you want to work with that.
I have an example. I have an example. Okay. I'm very excited. Go ahead.
People who text while they're walking, and so they don't see where you're, they don't see where they're going.
This is good.
You have to move around.
Uh-huh. This is good. That's irresponsible. And how have you grouped those people in your mind? What do you call them?
Call center.
I call them millennials.
Doesn't bother us.
Are you guys ready to start an improvised comedy show?
So there you go, humans. Ian Roberts in the house, talking about rap music and Mr. Robot. And guess what? Since this was recorded at South by Southwest, I sat down with dinner with Mr. Robot himself. And he's the opposite personality. He's like this outgoing, funny, hilarious guy, not an introvert hacker. That was fun, but they're just getting better. Bester versus the audience. Second season is going to be twice as contentious. Believe me, I just recorded one last night. Oh yeah, we're getting into political season. So come on back to the fight, which is Bester versus audience.